Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Keith Stensis and his wife Sally are missionaries to Uganda, and they've been building a legacy there. They're sent out of Capital City Baptist Church in Austin, Texas. My good friend Adam Thompson is their pastor there. And Brother Stensis says, in recent months, the beautiful hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, drawn from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23, has filled my thoughts. Truly, without His faithfulness, all of our labor would be empty and in vain, and anything of eternal value accomplished for the Lord is only by His grace and through His unfailing faithfulness. Well, in February 1996, my wife and I stepped off a plane with our 10-month-old son into the country that would become our home and ministry for the next 30 years. At that moment, we knew very little about church planting or ministry work or living in a third world country, and we honestly had no idea what lay ahead, yet through it all, God was faithful. In spite of our inexperience and weaknesses, He chose to use us, and as the Scripture says, He counted us faithful, putting us in the ministry. When I reflect on these three decades, the planting of Masaka Independent Baptist Church, the additional 10 churches that have come out of this one, 11 churches are under our care in Kaliro, the training of men and women through the Masaka Baptist College, our triannual Bible Institute, then Barnabas Baptist Bible Training Center, and annual ladies' conferences, the hundreds who have trusted Christ, the thousands of tracts and Bibles distributed freely, the work in Bible college curriculum and Bible translation. I see nothing but the grace of God and His great faithfulness. None of it could have been accomplished without Him. In addition to ministry, God blessed our home with 5 more children, all safely born in Uganda. We see all our children serving the Lord as a testimony to the faithfulness and grace of God. Praise the Lord. And at the same time, we recognize that none of this would have been possible without the faithful prayers and financial support of so many of you. Many have stood with us from the very beginning. Any fruit that has been born here in Uganda has been laid up to your account as well. I'm simply a tool in the Lord's hands. And through your partnership, He has allowed us to make a difference for Christ in this part of Uganda. I cannot thank you enough for trusting us to represent your church reaching Uganda with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, we started the year with the first term of our triannual Bible Institute, welcoming 54 students. The course this term is entitled The Tale of Two Kingdoms, focused on giving a clear biblical understanding of the kingdom of God and heaven, and it was an encouraging week of study and growth as we sought to ground these students firmly in Scripture. And during that same week, we held a graduation service for 4 students who had completed their studies at Masaka Baptist College. And we praise the Lord for this accomplishment and ask that you pray for each of them as they seek to serve Him faithfully in the days ahead. Masaka Baptist College started the first term in 2026 in February with 9 students enrolled, 3 of whom were first-year students. Please pray for us as we invest our time, our teaching, and effort into these men and women. Our desire is that they would serve the Lord wholeheartedly and remain faithful to Him for a lifetime of ministry.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.